This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. If you walk through any pharmacy in the U.S., you'll go past medicines to help you get over a cold, ads you can put on your feet when your shoes hurt. There's going to be shampoo in one aisle. There'll be snack food in another aisle. There'll be the prescription area in the back. And along the shelves that you'll have to pass to get back there to get your prescription for your antibiotics or whatever it is you need to take, you're going to pass all sorts of things, some of which say that they will help make you better, but aren't. These are the homeopathic remedies that unfortunately are sold by the millions in this country, despite the fact that there is no valid science backing them up. Now, some of that non-science is being exported to other countries. I learned about this in a piece written by my next guest. Her name is Susan Perry, who writes Second Opinion for Min Post, where she covers consumer health issues. Susan, welcome to America Weekend.
Hello, Paul. Great to be here.
Explain, before we go any further, what homeopathy really is.
Well, it's a really sort of silly medical practice that actually, when it started over 200 years ago, it was started by a German doctor named Samuel Hahnemann. And at the time, of course, conventional medicine was pretty horrible. I mean, it was bloodletting. So what this doctor found was that if he decided that if he gave people substances that induce certain symptoms in them, that those substances could then be used to treat those same symptoms. So, and actually, he had better results than conventional medicine at the time, because again, conventional practices were pretty barbaric. So, but he just decided this. There was no science for it at the time. People didn't even understand how many molecules were in things. There was, you know, no scientific knowledge about atoms. So over time, though, when the science became known, they had to then reinvent homeopathy, and they decided that what he decided was you couldn't give people substances that would then cause very severe symptoms, so he would then dilute it. And this is where it gets really ridiculous. So they would dilute it to the point where there's actually no substance left in the water. And so then what the homeopath said was, well, the water has a memory of the substance. And if you think about that, that means that all the water we drink has the memory of all the substances it's ever been in contact with. And since all water is recycled, why is it that a little vial of water, or when the water is poured over a sugar pill, that it would remember only the substance that the homeopath wants to treat? Why doesn't it remember everything it's ever been in contact with? So it's a ridiculous science. There is no science there. And it's perfectly fine if you're using it, you know, to treat something that's not serious. If you want to treat a cold or a headache and you want to waste your money, that's fine. But where it gets into problems, as it does with this group Homeopaths Without Borders, is when you start using it to treat things like typhoid or urinary tract infections or more serious illnesses.
Yeah, when you say it's fine, you mean it's really not fine, because essentially all you're doing is trying to cure yourself by drinking water, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with drinking water, but there's nothing particularly helpful for whatever your medical condition is by somebody who says, oh, there's a molecule of this cure inside these gallons or maybe thousands of gallons of water.
Yes. In fact, there's not even a molecule. There is a scientist who has a standing, I think it's $1 million reward for anybody who can reliably tell the difference between a vial of homeopathic medicine and any other vial of water. So there is nothing left in this water. So that's why they call it, there's a memory, they say, of the substance. Well, that is ridiculous. That is scientifically ridiculous. So it's really, there is nothing in these medicines. So that's why I say it's fine. I mean, it's not harming you, but it's certainly not helping you. And it is, as you said in your opening, it's a multi-million-dollar business. We spend in America, the latest from a couple years ago, is $830 million a year on this stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty, and about 4 million Americans, the use of homeopathic medicine has almost doubled in the last decade. So there are some, I do want to point out, though, that some homeopathic medicines that are marketed have actually been shown to be dangerous. So some of them actually don't dilute the ingredient. They keep the ingredient in that. So we've had things like, Zicam, which was a popular homeopathic cold remedy, had to be withdrawn products in the market, and there was a, I can't remember the name of the product, there was a teething product for babies that had to be withdrawn. And so, there, you know, and the, most people don't realize the FDA does not test these products before they're put on the market. In fact, the FDA cannot even could not even recall Zicam. They had to issue a warning letter to the company. They did not even have the authority to withdraw it from the market. It was withdrawn by the company because they were getting sued. And that product resulted in, well, there were 130 reports to the FDA of people who lost their ability to smell from the product. Mm. The company reported later that they had 800 people complaining to them for the same symptoms. So they, for the most part, they're just innocuous, but they can be dangerous.
Now, tell me about this group that you mentioned, Homeopaths Without Borders, because I think this is where the danger is expanding outside of our own borders into countries that are, well, let's call them developing countries at best, where medicine can be iffy, even under the best conditions.
Yes, and this was brought to my attention by a commentary that was in the journal BMJ, which was formerly called the British Medical Journal, and a bioethicist at the University of Basel in Switzerland wrote about it. I'd never heard of Homeopaths Without Borders, and of course, the group has taken the name from Physicians Without Borders, which is a very legitimate, wonderful group that goes in and helps people. But Homeopaths Without Borders, I think they're well-meaning people. I think they believe in what they do, but it's very dangerous. What they do is they go into, often after, like into Haiti after the earthquake, and they're still there now, and they dispense homeopathic remedies, quote-unquote, and which, you know, if you're, and I, when I went on their website after reading the commentary from this bioethicist who's very, very concerned, he found what they were doing in these developing countries shocking. And I found it shocking as well, because they talk quite, you know, happily about how people are coming in with typhoid and symptoms of typhoid and malaria. And they describe one three-year-old boy who came into the clinic with, urinary burning sensation. I'm not a doctor, but it certainly sounds like it could have been a urinary tract infection. And then they're giving him these totally ineffective pills that are not going to do anything for them. It's not clear from the site, and I couldn't tell whether these people are under standard treatment as well. But I certainly hope that when people come in with typhoid or malaria, that they're sending them to doctors and not just giving them the pills. And that's the concern, is that, in fact, the Homeopaths Without Borders is currently trying to get licensed in Haiti so that they can dispense their medicines.
The danger here, of course, is you have people who think they're taking medicine. And the amazing thing about homeopathic, quote, remedies, unquote, is that they don't actually claim to remedy anything. They can't make any medical claims because it's against the law, right?
They can't make them in developed countries. They'll get sued. There's a lawsuit in California right now if they overstep. They're very clever about how they market it. But they, you know, They are doing that in the developing countries.
Oh.
And that's the big concern. They know they can't do it here. I also want to point out that, you know, there have been cases, and I mentioned it in my column, that in Australia a few years ago, there was a homeopathic a couple who did not treat their child who had a skin infection, and the child died. Because they gave the child their homeopathic rather than going to a doctor and getting antibiotics. It sounds like it might have been a skin infection. But so, you know, there is the danger here that if you don't go see a conventional treatment, that you may get very, very ill. So again, if you're just giving it for a cold, you know, fine. You want to waste your money. But you should not be substituting it for medical treatment.
By the way, it's important to point out, if you have a cold, it is important to drink lots of water. Well, that's what you're doing when you're taking homeopathic remedies.
Well, they've done lots of studies. I mean, there have been tons of studies done on this, and they are not effective.
No.
And I know that homeopaths love to quote, they misquote the studies. And it's very complicated. I won't go into it. But the studies have shown over and over, and there have been over 100 studies done on this, that it is not effective. But also, you know, cold and flu medicines have been shown to be not effective, over-the-counter cold and flu medicines as well. So I'm not, you know, the homeopaths often accuse me of being a spokesperson for the pharmaceutical industry. I'm not saying that. But you do need to get medical treatment with real drugs that have been shown to have effect for serious illnesses.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Homeopathy is not going to treat malaria.
Yeah, you might as well go out to your lawn and pick up some leaves and some grass and hold them in your hand and say, well, that's going to be a cure because it's going to be just as effective as these homeopathic remedies. Susan Perry writes the second opinion column for the MinnPost website. Terrific stuff. Thanks for joining me here today, Susan.
Great to be with you, Paul.
Bye. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.